Welcome, everyone. I'm Mike.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Ruben. And we're the host of the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast. So, guys, how's it going?
It's going good.
Going all right.
Yeah, it's going good.
Sorry for interrupting you again, Ben.
As always.
We're ready for the case today?
Yeah.
What case are we covering today?
We're covering the Sunset Strip Killers.
Also known as the Sunset Strip Slayer to some. That sounds like a cool name, though.
I know, right? The Slayer one?
The Slayer one, yeah.
Slayer, right? Why should we use that one?
I don't know. Sounds like we're glorifying their...
Sunset Strip.
Yeah. Right.
Their business.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sunset Strip Killers.
Okay. It seems like an interesting case.
Yeah.
No, it really
pretty
does.
Brutal.
Yeah, man. They were sick.
Were they sicker than that Paul Bernardo dude and that whatever her name is that killed her sister?
Yes.
They're worse than them?
Dude, the guy was pretty sick.
I think so.
I mean, there's some stuff I heard and read. Ugh.
Oh, really?
It was gross.
They're vicious animals.
They're worse than Paul Bernardo and... Who is that girl's name? Carol? Carol Litt? No, one that helped that guy, Paul. The one that helped him kill her sister.
My mind is blank.
Is it Carol?
I have no idea.
The other couple.
That's an interesting case, though.
That Paul Bernardo...
I don't know what that is, so I...
Paul, you know who I'm talking about, right? Mike knows who I'm talking about. But how do you not know what
you
we're talking about?
You keep returning to me like I do.
Because it's Paul, a true crime.
Well, I know. What was this?
This happened back in, in the 80s, but it was more like where, in Canada?
I really know he was Canada.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Wait, is he the one that was killing the gays?
No, was killing young girls and his girlfriend was helping him, but their first victim was her sister.
The Barbie.
Yes.
The Barbie doll killers.
Yes, there you go.
That's all I had to say.
See, I don't know their nicknames like that. I just
know. Hey, you make fun of me. At least I know their nicknames.
I know. At least I know their real names. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm pretty sure they've said his name in an article.
They had a show on Discovery Plus.
Yeah. A show like a movie.
It,
I saw a movie
like,
based
it
on
was
that.
Like a show, like a documentary.
Oh, I saw the movie. You know who played him in the movie? Cass from Supernatural.
We were watching it, and this guy stopped watching it.
Supernatural?
No, the other one, the Barbie doll killers.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Quite a series. Hey, Bubba, you want to go ahead and take it away to the Idiot Criminal Club segment?
Sure. Why not? Welcome to this segment of the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast. We call it the Idiot Criminals Club. Here is today's Idiot Criminal Club inductee. Take it away, Mike.
All right. Shocked woman wakes up to find napping burglar in her guest bedroom by Ben Cost. An Ohio woman reportedly woke up to discover a burglar napping in her guest bedroom after he had broken in overnight, taking a swim in her outdoor pool, and even eating the family's leftover chicken. He just helped himself to everything in our house, Stacy Stedman told the Associated Press of the bizarre break-in, which occurred at her family home in Canton on Monday morning. Stedman, who lives with her husband, son, and brother-in-law, said she saw that a light was on in a spare room, where she then found the not-so-smooth criminal snoozing. The quick-thinking gal, whose husband Raymond Pearson had already left for work before the invasion, woke up her brother-in-law, Bryant Pearson, who chased the intruder out of the home. Unfortunately, that was only the tip of the iceberg. The distraught woman subsequently discovered that the door to the backyard was open and that the man's sopping wet trousers were laying by the pool, indicating that he'd taken a swim. The AP reported she added that the hungry criminal had also apparently finished off the leftovers of the previous night's chicken dinner and even lit a candle in the bathroom as if their home was an Airbnb. Before leaving, the creepy nap-napper even swiped a pair of her son's underwear. It remains unclear how the man entered the home, although Stedman's husband had spotted the guy walking in the street shirtless before he left work at 4 a.m. He reportedly waited until the wackadoo passed by before driving off. When I left here, my family was sound asleep. My family was safe, he said. Thankfully, the sleepy chicken snatcher was arrested by police, who suspected that he was intoxicated and brought him to the hospital for an examination. The man has since been slapped with a burglary charge and issued a court summons. Nonetheless, Stedman remains rattled by the fact that a prowler was able to infiltrate the home they'd been living in for more than a decade. This isn't the first time a criminal has treated someone's house like a Holiday Inn. In 2015, police in Sarasota, Florida reported arresting a man who had broken into a home and then fallen asleep on the sofa.
Yeah. He just broke into the house to sleep?
Yes.
And for chicken?
Chicken? Right, that he was at his house.
He's probably drunk.
I know, and on something too.
Probably crazy.
Oh, that too. That was crazy. What would y'all do if that happened to y'all?
I don't know.
Neither.
We're in Texas. You might have gotten shot.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where is take? Where was this?
Wherever Canton is.
Canton, Florida.
Okay.
Or Ohio.
Canton, Ohio?
Ohio.
Yeah, Canton, man. Football Hall of Fame. Serial Killer Hall of Fame here.
Don't fall asleep in other people's houses.
Oh, yeah.
When Robert, when... What was he doing?
He went in there, he took a swim in the pool and made his way inside and just,
he made himself at home.
Yeah, he just made himself at home. And I guess after the swim, he went to go steal a pair of her son's underwear.
I wonder if he was like homeless?
I don't know, but that's kind of creepy though. Like you
that's
were that
creepy.
Sound asleep that you didn't even hear anyone come in unless the underwears were in a laundry basket.
This wasn't really a funny one.
It was kind of like a weird one.
I'm sorry, guys. I fooled you on this one.
It's okay. You're a stupid burglar.
Yeah, but all he stole was the chicken.
Yeah.
And underwear.
Oh, that's right. The son's underwear.
Yeah. I wonder if he went to the room, though, to get the underwear.
Well, yeah, probably.
But that's even creepier.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
honestly. So now we're going to cover the Sunset Strip Killers.
Yeah, today we'll be talking about the Sunset Strip Killers. The Clark and Carol M. Bundy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about relation to.
Okay. Yes. Let's get to know these two killers.
Sunset Strip Killers were arrested on August of 1980 and identified as Doug Clark and Carol M. Bundy.
Let's talk about Doug Clark first.
Doug Clark was the son of Franklin Clark, a naval intelligence officer. His family moved frequently during Clark's childhood due to his father's job, and he later claimed to have lived in 37 countries. In 1958, his father left the Navy for a civilian position as an engineer with the Transport Company of Texas, but the family still moved around. They lived in the Marshall Islands for a time, moved back to San Francisco, California, and then moved again to India.
They just traveled?
Yeah.
So military life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Clark was sent to an exclusive international school in Geneva and later attended Culver Military Academy while his father continued to move around the world. When he graduated in 1967, Clark enlisted in the U.S. Air Force stationed in Colorado and Ohio. Clark was eventually discharged from the Air Force and he drifted around for the next decade, often working as a mechanic. He moved to Los Angeles and was employed as a steam plant operator for the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and working at the Valley Generating Station before abruptly quitting.
I wonder if he was smart.
I don't know.
Like the, what's the other case we covered? The Icebox Murder guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
I forgot his name.
Oh, I forgot his name, too.
The son.
Well, Google.
Oh, smart, like as in hiding his victim smart?
Like what?
Like hiding his victim smart?
No, like smart.
Like, oh, like he had like an IQ and shit? Like he was real.
Yeah.
Nerd?
Yeah.
Well, not nerd, but...
Well, we have to call... Nerds, man.
I was a nerd, too.
You were not a nerd. You were not a nerd.
In elementary, I was.
Charles Frederick Rogers.
Charles Rogers. There you go.
That damn guy.
I wonder if he was smart like Charles Rogers.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Just that he was just...
Yeah.
What's called a military son?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, graduated, so he must have been...
They try to put him in, like, fancy schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the way they made it seem like they put him in the best ones that they were there.
That was a psycho. Clark became a boiler operator at the Jurgens Soap Factory in Burbank, but was fired due to a high rate of absence and violent threats he had made against his co-workers.
Oh.
So he was already angry about something?
Yeah.
Well, anger just... management problems.
Yeah, angry at life.
They're probably just spoiled.
Could be.
Probably.
So I...
Because right here it says that he got fired because his high rate of absence and his violent threats he had made against his...
So he wanted to work whenever he wanted?
Yeah, like, I guess he wanted to be his own boss. I guess maybe he was, like, that type who thought he was supporting enough that, they're not going to fire me. They know what they have type of people.
Mm-hmm.
To bite some of the
ass. And then when they got in trouble, he would throw a tantrum?
Probably.
Or throw a fit?
I bet he had problems with all of his co-workers.
Probably. Now on to Carol M. Bundy.
Bundy had a troubled childhood as both her parents were abusive alcoholics. Bundy's mother died when she was young and her father sexually abused her starting at the age of 11. After Bundy's father remarried, he put her in various foster homes.
She seems like she had a pretty bad...
pretty rough childhood.
Yeah. Compared to him.
Yeah.
When Bundy was 17 years old, she married a 56-year-old man.
What the hell?
By the time Bundy met Doug Clark at the age of 37, she had just escaped a third marriage to an abusive man, by whom she had two young sons. She had begun an affair with her apartment block manager, part-time country singer Jack Murray, and had attempted to bribe Murray's wife into leaving him. Yeah, right.
Hey, let me get some money. Can you leave him, please?
I know, I'll steal it, right? Can you please leave your husband?
Here's $100.
What the fuck is this gonna do?
After Murray's wife compelled him to evict Bundy from the block, Bundy continued to show up regularly to venues where he was singing.
He evicted her?
Yeah.
And she still kept on...
Yeah, she was still...
Following him?
Yes.
She was stalking him.
Yep.
It was at one of these venues, a bar called Little Nashville, where she first met Doug Clark in 1980. Clark soon moved in with Bundy, and they found out that they shared dark sexual fantasies.
Uh-oh.
Not good.
That's not good.
Yay.
That's not good.
Nope.
She was better off following the other guy.
Well, yeah.
The 56-year-old.
The country singer.
Yeah.
The Jack Murray.
Yeah.
Did he become famous?
I don't think so.
Yes.
He did?
Well, yes. Very famous.
Yes.
Jack Murray, for real?
He came famous. You'll see.
Oh, it's so... What did he do, gross? What did he do? Did he do anything gross?
Stop asking. You'll find out.
All right.
You'll find out why he became famous.
Ew, Jack Murray.
Why not too famous? What's next?
We'll start getting into the murders. Clark started bringing sex workers back to the couple's apartment to have threesomes. Then when Clark took an interest in an 11-year-old neighbor, Bundy helped lure the girl into posing for pornographic photographs.
Oh, sick fucks.
Did he get arrested for that?
I haven't heard anything about that. I guess they didn't get caught.
Well, not if he got arrested in 19... When? But I bet it was on his charges.
Hopefully.
Well, because that would... Well, were they arresting him for the murders, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that got brought up, too.
Yeah, hopefully.
So at some point.
At some point, it had to.
Yeah.
Maybe at that time she didn't say anything, but maybe I'm just saying because how would they know about the 11-year-old?
Right.
So
she probably
yeah,
told.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clark quickly escalated from pedophilia to talking about how much he would like to kill a girl during sex.
I like the way you said sex. Dude, it's funny.
He persuaded Bundy to purchase 2 handguns for him. Reportedly seeking to fulfill his fantasy of killing a woman during sex and feeling her vaginal contractions during the death spasms.
What the hell?
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is super weird.
Yep. He had
dark fantasies.
He had dark fantasies.
That's dark.
That's very dark.
Yeah, it was a nutbag.
It was so dark, he would shit on girls' faces.
Are you serious?
After the, yeah,
he was into that type of stuff.
Like, after
the, sex, he would...
Like, after he killed them and did it? Or, like, they were still alive?
He would do it to Bundy, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, though?
That's what I read somewhere. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, we heard.
We gotta have facts.
Yes.
Like, on their face?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I know. That's kind of sick.
Pretty
shit
dark,
is that, man?
Ew. I just threw up
in
my mouth a little bit. That's nasty.
Yeah, no.
Damn,
bunch of shit.
It's a bunch of bullshit that he was doing.
Yeah, he was a
sick... Ew, she sat there and
met him.
Ew, was that part of her dark sexual fantasy too, or what?
I don't
must
know.
Have been.
She's a crazy hoe. Damn.
They're both crazy.
Those are the pictures of her? No.
She looks like the guy from the Trailer Park Boys. Those are the thick glasses.
She does? Really?
A little bit.
Really? The one with the glasses, his eyes are all huge?
Yeah.
The one that
they're
the cat
meets
with?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
Go look at a picture of her. Find her with glasses.
What's Carol Bundy? Carol Bundy. Just M?
You just put Carol Bundy.
Oh, damn. She does.
But that was sick.
That was sick. Damn. Wow. And her sons this whole time that shit was going on? What was her sons doing?
I don't think they were with her.
They shouldn't have custody
of her? I don't think so.
Good.
Well, actually, I don't know.
I don't think so because you don't really hear anything
about
them,
right?
Yeah. No.
That was cool.
Yeah, he's pretty bad himself. He's into pedophilia and wanting to kill somebody.
Yeah.
During sex.
No, it's just reports. I'm not sure if it's real, but if that's real, that's just...
One night during June 1980, Clark came home and told Bundy about two teenagers, Gina Morano and Cynthia Chandler, whom he had murdered after picking them up on the Sunset Strip. He had ordered them to perform oral sex on him and then shot them both in the head before taking them to a garage and raping their dead bodies.
So he was into necrophilia.
Oh. It's kind of disgusting. I don't know how anybody would want to do that.
Nasty.
He told one of them, I think it was Gina, to turn around while the other girl was doing her business.
Yeah.
And when she turned around, he shot her and he shot the other girl.
Oh, so when he told her to turn around,
that's when he shot Gina?
Gina,
yeah.
And then after that, he shot
the Chandler girl.
He had then dumped the bodies near the Ventura Freeway, where they were found the next day. An uneasy Bundy phoned the police, admitting to having some knowledge of the murders, but refused to provide any clues as to Clark's identity.
So she was calling the police?
She already started calling the police.
But not admitting anything.
Mm.
Not yet.
That's still to come.
Yeah.
Bunch of psychos. Clark told Bundy that if either of them were apprehended, he would take the blame in the hope that she would be allowed to go free. Yeah.
How nice. What a guy.
I know. Such a gentleman.
This is so sweet.
Such an asshole.
Damn.
Yeah, sure was. 12 days after the initial murders, Clark killed two sex workers, Karen Jones and Nixie Wilson. Like before, Clark lured them into the car, shot them, and dumped their bodies in plain sight, but not before removing Wilson's hair.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
They kept it in the box.
They were, like, from Arkansas, weren't they?
Yeah.
They just moved to Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to prostitute.
It's a long way to do
that. Usually girls go to Hollywood to be an actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went to be hookers or prostitutes.
Clark took the head back home and stored it in the refrigerator. Bundy, upon seeing it, put makeup on it before Clark used it again for another bout of necrophilia. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's gross. But that is gross.
Yes.
That is gross.
Oh my god.
It's pretty sick.
How can you even get turned on by a severed head?
I don't know, man. That's sick.
It is.
Some sickos, you know? 2 days later, the couple put the freshly cleaned head in a box and dumped it in an alleyway. 3 days later, another victim was found in the woods in the San Fernando Valley. The victim was a runaway named Marnette Comer, who appeared to have been killed 3 weeks earlier, making her Clark's first known victim.
Oh, so she was the first one?
Yeah.
There's always runaways. Well, not always.
Most of the time, they don't know what they're doing.
Like, again, back then, they used to run away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because they're easily convincible.
Yeah.
To just take in.
Meanwhile, Bundy attended country music performances by Jack Murray, her former apartment manager and lover. After one such performance, Bundy conversed with Murray and drunkenly talked about the things she and Clark were doing.
That is stupid. Why would you do that?
I guess they were drunk or she was drunk.
Well, I mean, they do say that people who are really, really drunk like that.
They have loose lips.
They have loose lips. Stuff start coming out that you're like.
Murray was alarmed and implied that he might tell the police.
Yeah, why would you tell the police?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, why would you tell them you're going to call the police?
Yeah, that's not very smart.
The chances of you getting hurt, too, after someone telling you, like, what they've been doing and killing people.
You're going to tell them
I'm going to go call the police right now. But see, it's different now than back then, because back then you didn't have a cell phone. Well, just to be like... Well,
yeah, but you still want to keep that to yourself.
Well, yeah, you want to keep it to yourself. But, like, he didn't have a chance to be like, I need to go to the bathroom. And then be like, let me call the cops.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, this chick over here is telling me that her and her dude over here...
Yeah, they're murdering people.
I have their information. I know who they are.
Right, he could have done that, too.
Yeah. But why tell her?
Maybe he thought just to shut her up, maybe?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And that shut her up, like, I need you to stop talking about, but, like, shut her up to see, like,
so she
won't discuss it anymore?
Yeah, true.
You don't threaten to kill her. I'm gonna call the cops.
And then don't do it.
Then don't do it. Well, don't do it, but then...
I just didn't believe her.
But you know what, though?
That's gross.
I'm sorry. I'm surprised this dude didn't even bother putting, like, any kind of restraining order against her, considering the fact... that she was harassing him still after the fact that he, you know...
Evicted her.
Evicted her. I mean, I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you get restraining orders around that time too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Was the restraining orders at that time, was it happening at that time, or was it later on that they started doing restraining orders against people?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
I'm surprised Michael's on his phone looking.
I'm going to Google that right now. When did restraining orders start?
Michael's usually fast at one to research.
Okay.
Now it's not.
Oh, my phone. Okay. When did orders begin?
I'm pretty sure they have been on for a while.
It doesn't really say, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. They're saying... See, someone here says, I don't believe that restraining orders in the sense of PA existed... back in the 1950s. Actually, a lot of the conduct which is illegal today was perfectly legal back in the 50s. Okay, we'll go on next scene.
But yeah, you think... I wouldn't have called the cops. Or I would have threatened to call
her. Either.
Yeah, don't say that in front of her face.
I would have just left and gone home.
Yeah.
Yep. Play it cool and then leave.
She's obviously not well.
Oh, okay, look, it says here, the protection order legislation was first implemented... in the 1970s, and by 1989, all 50 states and the District of Columbia.
To prevent this from happening, in August 1980, Bundy lured Murray into his van after a show to have sex. Once they were inside, she shot and decapitated him. Bundy left various clues behind, including show casings in the van. Yep, it's a good way to get caught.
Yep.
She was just...
all the evidence.
Why was she doing that?
Because she was drunk and stupid.
Was she...
Because he threatened to call the cops.
Yeah, he threatened to call the cops, so she didn't want that to happen.
No, I knew that, but why was she trying to get caught?
No, she was probably stupid, because she was drunk.
If you see her, she looks stupid.
That's a nice bit.
Yeah, what do you think?
Just look at her, she looks stupid.
I would agree with him. She deserves that fucking title the way she is.
Okay, bit.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking she was just probably too... Because she herself hasn't really killed anyone, right?
Well, him.
Him, yes. She's just kind of been there to kind of like...
I think she was charged with two murders.
She was charged with two murders, but was this before she killed this guy or after she killed him?
Leave after.
Yeah, probably after.
Okay, so he was probably her first kill, so she probably panicked and just took off.
Apparently, I read that he didn't even want to like...
Have sex with her
at that time.
Why did he even
She was, I guess, persistent.
No, because you all men think with your all little...
Hey, wait. We're not all like that, Michelle.
I don't know, Jack Murray.
No.
Just saying.
Well, he was weird, too.
With just enough alcohol she in liked, your system. You know,
she liked the anal sex. She was a little kinky.
She
was.
Just a little bit.
He kept getting mad because she kept like, shitting on his shag. The rug in his bed.
Really? This guy here? How many times did they have sex? Was this when she was living in the apartment? Or was this...
I don't know. I don't know if that's real.
But you know what, though? Look, all I'm saying also, too, I mean, she was real comfortable going and seeing him perform over there. So, I mean, who knows if their little thing even ended to begin with.
Right.
That's true.
I mean, for him to still want to, I mean, if you cut off a person for so long,
yeah,
and he's willing to go and have sex with her. That just means that he still had some kind of thing going on with her.
True.
She was sick. She had a sick mind. 2 days later, Bundy bowed to psychological pressure and confessed to her co-workers that she had killed Murray. They called the police and she gave a full confession to her and Clark's crimes.
The pressure got to her.
Okay.
Maybe she had a guilty conscience.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So she came into her friends and the friends called the police?
Hey, her co-workers. That's to say they were...
Her co-workers. Her co-workers, I'm sorry.
Because I would like to think if she had friends...
Imagine what they thought.
Right?
Right? Can you imagine, though? You've been friends with someone for so long. Found out they're getting arrested. You're like, why? What did you get charged with? And then you start hearing about all the crazy shit they've been doing. You're like, I didn't know you know you.
Hey, she was just confessing to everybody, though. She wasn't drunk then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she wasn't drunk.
It's just the pressure got to her.
Yeah.
She wasn't booked for that life, I don't think.
And they didn't find the guy for about a week.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
The Clark guy?
Yeah. No, what's his name?
Oh, Murray. Oh, that's right. I saw the pictures of his buddy.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
She shot him up?
Or just stabbed him in the back.
She stabbed him.
Cut his head off.
Yeah.
With a little knife?
I didn't show the knife.
But his body had swollen up from the heat.
They didn't find him for a week.
These two were like animals.
So I say heathen sinners. Killers.
What's the next topic, Mike?
The next topic is going to be Clark's trial and conviction. After his arrest, the murder weapons were found hidden at Clark's workplace. Somewhere near a boiler, I think.
So he had the murder weapons at work.
He's not guilty.
You idiot.
And Clark was charged with 6 murders. At his trial, Clark acted as his own defense counsel and tried to blame Bundy for everything, claiming he had been manipulated.
Yeah, there's like an interview where he's talking to someone in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he's blaming her for everything.
Hey, so much for if I get arrested, I'll make sure I go to jail and you go free.
That's right.
What an asshole, man. Chicken shit right there.
I never thought about that.
He's all like, I'm not going to blame you for that shit. I'm blaming on her. Wow.
He's like blaming her for everything.
And only just so he can be out of jail to still do it. Like, you're still going to be caught either way.
Usually they're gonna be like, work out.
Yeah, because they're gonna be like, "Well, Bundy's in jail, so why are these killings still happening?"
What a guy!
What a dumbass!
But in the thing was the video of him in his interview. He was blaming her and Murray.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there he said they were the killers. Dumbass!
Stupid, right? they're the killers, but they have my DNA on it.
But they found the DNA in the world of victims.
Oh my god!
DNA and the gun at his workplace.
Yeah. At his workplace? Right? They're going to be like, man, your weapons were at your workplace, bro. They weren't at hers.
But she stuck them in there.
She came in for lunch to have lunch with me and put him in. What was he working at that time? We know not at Jurgens because they fired his ass.
Oh, that's right. At a boiler shop?
I'm not sure. Somewhere like that.
Oh, well, you said boiler.
That's something about a boiler room or something.
No, yeah, that's the one they're saying that he was working at, but they fired him because of his absence.
I don't know where he was working at that time.
Well, obviously, and he had to where he was able to hide things, so obviously he had his own little either cubby or his own little office.
In a place, yeah.
The jury did not believe him, and he was sentenced to death in 1983.
I wouldn't believe him either.
As of 2021, Clark was still on California's death row. However, some doubt has been cast on the nature of Clark's conviction.
What?
I don't know about that.
What does that mean?
Discuss the next one.
Criminologist Christopher Barry D. has contended that Clark could provide alibis for 5 of the 7 murders he was convicted of, and that the presiding judge refused to accept key physical evidence, including a witness and several banking documents that exonerated Clark in Wilson's murder.
What?
But I don't know.
That's kind of bullshit.
They found DNA in the victim.
Yeah.
You can't deny it, but he's trying to get out of how many of the murders?
Yeah, 5 to 7. No, 5, yeah, because he had alibis for 5 of the 7 murders he
did. Oh, so he's trying to say he's only done 2.
That he only did. Yeah. Out of the 7 murders, that he only did 5 of them. Oh. Or that, no, no, no. He only did three of them because it's seven. No, two of them. That's right.
Yeah, two.
So which means that he was what going to take credit for
just two,
the two of them,
the two in the beginning, the two teenagers that he committed to.
Yeah, I guess so.
And he's tried to blame the other ones from there on.
Dumbass.
So stupid. But he told her right.
Yes.
And when he came up, but if I get caught,
I'll take all the blame.
I'll take the blame. Don't worry, babe. I got you. Man,
stupid ass.
He is big time. What a stupid. You're stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
Yeah, you're dumb.
I like Mike's. Yeah, they're idiots. I want you to do one-liners like that. Yeah, they're dumb. I would.
Michael's the one-liner king.
Yeah, Mike.
Bundy's testimony was proven to be highly inconsistent. She claimed at first that Clark had murdered Jane Doe 18 2 weeks before her interview on August 11th without her involvement or knowledge.
Okay, so they're saying that her testimony
was inconsistent.
Okay, she claimed at first that Clark had murdered Jane Doe 18. Who's Jane Doe 18?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard of Jane Doe.
But when did they interview her 2 weeks before her interview on August 11th?
So they're saying that the timeline was wrong.
Yeah, this criminologist is trying to say that Clark had every reason to kind of blame it on Bundy because he had alibis for five of the seven murders.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, and then they're saying that
her testimony was inconsistent.
Testimony was inconsistent too. And that she at first saying that she didn't have that Clark murdered Jane Doe 18.
Without her involvement.
Without her involvement 2 weeks before her interview on August 11th. But if Jane Doe 18, is Jane Doe 18 supposed to be that Marnet?
I don't know.
See, because it doesn't really.
Google Jane Doe 18.
Because look.
Doe Clark.
Oh. Okay, well look. So obviously, she killed Murray August 9th, 1980.
Oh, but is that the one she's charged with? Because she's charged with two.
Yeah, she's charged with two.
He's one of them, I think.
He's one of them. Yeah. But they're trying to say like
that she murdered Jane Doe?
Yeah, like she's trying to, like she was the one who murdered Jane Doe, not Clark. But who's Jane Doe 18? Is it that Marnette dude, girl?
Well, she's not
because I think he killed her, those two.
Okay, now, do you think maybe it's one of the sex workers then that she killed?
Just like an unidentified person.
Because it says, look, it's 12 days after the initial murders, and I'm guessing that's still teenagers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 12 days after that, of course they don't have a date on when the teenagers were murdered, where they found them?
Yeah.
Okay. So we really don't know exactly when they were murdered.
No.
Just when the bodies are found. So basically those are the dates that were given, right?
Yes.
Like whenever, okay.
Yeah.
So from the initial murder date, right? Mm-hmm. Of killing those two teenagers. 12 days later, Clark killed two sex workers, Karen and Exie, right?
Yeah, those are the ones from Arkansas.
Okay, so.
And he decapitated Wilson, I think.
Yeah, okay, so that's, and then 2 days after that, it's when they ran into Marnette Comer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So which one are they trying to charge her for? For Marnette? Or one of the sex workers? Because they're saying they're charging that they're trying to say like, he wasn't the one who did Jane Doe, but she was the one who said it. And then it's saying that she said that 2 weeks before her interview on August 11th, which means it's 2 days after she killed Murray. So who did she kill, though?
I don't know.
It has to be one of the three, right? Because that's the only ones they talked about. They haven't talked about any other murder victims.
Yeah, she did.
So she had to do one of them.
Yeah.
So I bet.
Where is the.
I bet it's that Marnette Comer one because she's probably a young teenage runaway.
Or maybe it's
not. Oh, because look.
Do you find anything, Mike?
Maybe it's an unidentified one since she's Jane Doe.
Maybe. Okay. Do they say who Jane Doe 18 is?
No.
No.
She might just be an unidentified one.
Yeah.
Could be because I'm just trying to do this because look. Cause, and then 2 days later is when they found her, right? Okay, so Marnette was killed, but they said that she appeared to have been killed 3 weeks earlier, making Clark's first known victim. So what, he killed her first?
Yeah.
And then he killed the...
Yeah,
So they have it all backwards then.
Yeah.
So maybe she killed one of the teenagers then. I'm saying teenagers because they're young. Yeah. Girls can be petty.
Maybe.
You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah.
I mean, even they could be petty towards sex workers, but yeah. I mean, it's dumb, you know?
Yeah.
She was the one that she got scared to shoot. They had to do it for her. Remember?
Oh, which yeah.
One? One of the teenagers?
It was one of the souls. I'm really watched.
Okay, so his very, very first victim was that Marnette Carver girl?
I think so.
Okay. But he didn't say anything to her, to Bundy, at all?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Jane Doe 18, she was supposed to kill her, but she got cold feet.
Oh, he had to do it for so her. He did.
Remember that one?
No idea. Yes.
Yeah, it was on the...
I think I remember that one.
The, which one? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
The weird guy.
What? Man.
She just wasn't built for that life.
She wasn't really built for that life, no, obviously. But, I mean...
When she was told that Clark had an alibi for the date, she was allowed to change her story and subsequently provide intricate details on the manner of the murder and location of the body, even though she had initially claimed to know nothing about it.
They were allowing her to change her stories?
I guess so.
Yes.
That kind of sucks.
Well, she was able to prove it by showing where the bodies are and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bundy also alleged that police allowed her to withdraw $3,000 from Murray's bank account, although she claimed the police took the money.
That's stupid.
Okay. I know.
Yeah, I don't believe this guy.
He'll be like, let her take $3,000 out, but you're going to have to give it to us. We believe none of your bullshit story, but we'll make it to
you. This guy's an idiot. Clark, you're an idiot.
Hmm. Very much so.
Now on to Bundy's trial and conviction.
Okay. Bundy was charged with two murders, Murray and the unknown victim whose killing she confessed to having been present at.
The Jane Doe.
The one in the car.
Yeah, the one in the car.
Jane Doe.
I got that.
Okay, so there's one in the car. But y'all don't have her on here, right, as part of the victim?
No.
So there's an unidentified victim that I didn't know about?
Yeah, I don't. There's no one else.
But how did...
It's a Jane Doe.
How did she die in the car, though? Like, they just shot her?
He shot her, right?
I'm pretty sure that's how they killed everybody.
But why was she tried for it?
She was there.
Yeah.
Because she was there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can it kind of like Dog the Bounty Hunter? That's how he got arrested. He had witnessed a murder happening and he didn't do nothing to stop it. So he was accessory to murder.
Wow.
So that's why he was in jail for so or prison for so long. Mm. It wasn't because he actually did it. It was because he was there and he did nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
Like, even if he didn't know it was going to go down.
Yeah.
But, like, the moment he saw it, you know, happening, he didn't stop it. He just allowed it to happen, so.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to start staying my ass at home from now on. I'm going to still continue to curbside. Screw this world, man. Dang. Can't even. I would just like to know how in the 70s everyone survived just hitchhiking with whoever.
Serial killers.
I know, right?
Especially in California.
They didn't start popping out until when? What, late 70s, early 80s?
Late 70s, 80s, yeah.
Because even when they were going around, even early in the 50s or 60s, it wasn't like...
That widespread.
The widespread like the way it has been.
They were just... Something was in the water.
I know.
At that time.
I said, Mama, how the hell did you all survive? Oh my God.
Bundy made a plea bargain and in return for her testimony was sentenced to 50 years to life in prison.
Oh, so she didn't get the death penalty then?
Mm-mm. No.
I don't even think they have the death penalty anymore over there.
They don't?
California?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. Or they? I don't know. I have no idea. Bundy did not testify for the prosecution at Clark's trial, but did testify for the defense, having been granted immunity from prosecution for additional crimes.
That happened to one of Charles Manson's followers.
Uh-huh.
Since she told him everything that went down, she got off easy. She's one of the ones who actually got out. They cut down her sentence.
Yeah.
And,
just because
out of the three that got arrested, she was the only one who was able to get out and walk free and just live a normal life. They actually did like a documentary on her in the History Channel when they were talking about it. And she even said that her own daughter joined the... But she didn't go out and do the murders, but like she was rolled into the whole... Like she married one of the guys there and had a baby and she was trying to get him out. But
the movement.
Yeah.
It was a cult, right?
It was a cult.
Yeah.
They say that Jared Leto is starting one.
For his shitty movies? Shitty Morbius?
The one Vampire Marvel Joker. One that I want to watch, they had him do it and I hear bad things about him.
What?
The Morbius?
Oh, yes.
I want to watch that one, but I heard that it just wasn't.
That's why I haven't watched it. I don't know what
reason it's been. He tried it with DC. And then he went to Marvel. Wasn't meant to be a hero of any kind.
not even a villain.
Just start being weird in the movies.
The little, what's it called? The HBO Max?
Which one?
The Little Things? No.
Oh, yeah, that one was a good movie.
The Little Things, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Is it, who came out on that? Him and
Jared Leto and Denzel?
Yeah, see, like, if he plays regular Joe Schmoes like that, then yeah, I think he does good. It was hard for me to see him as the Joker, too. I was like.
Yeah, like him as the Joker. I don't know.
No one beats Jack Nicholson. Or Michael Keaton. Just saying.
No, Michelle.
They should have messed with this. Should have just kept
Michelle. Heath Ledger, Michelle.
Yeah, he was a good one, too.
Yes.
He was a good. Oh, but you know who, too, is Joaquin Phoenix. I saw that movie the other day.
The Joker?
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty good.
They're doing a part two.
All right. I like that. He's a good Joker.
He is.
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be a Joker from the other Earth? Or is it like, oh.
I don't know how that works.
I have no idea.
Is it DC or Marvel that have different Earths?
They
both do have different, like, where each superhero is different in each. The one that I really want them to do, though, is the when they become zombies.
Well, there's a cartoon. Marvel Zombies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
I said on.
Is it on HBO Max?
What if?
Right.
It's on
Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
The girls have Disney Plus, so I'm watching Glee.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that.
It's on What If? It's a cartoon.
Okay.
Let's get back to that.
Bundy died in prison from heart failure on December 9th, 2003, at the age of 61.
Good riddance.
Damn. Hey, Clark is still alive, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they ever wrote to each other while they were in prison.
We're pretty sure.
Even though they turned on each other and it was just like, he did this, she did that.
Well, I don't know.
I would have been like, I would. But I would have been like, you some fucking bitch.
You told me you would take the blame.
What happened to you? You're going to let me be free and you're going to take the fall. I would have. F you. I'm telling everyone that you did. All right. Let's see how it goes. I would. After you promised me that, well, shoot, and I'm sitting in the cell. But it was her own fault, too, for confessing.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started. I think
she just couldn't handle
it. Yeah. The pressure, and I think, and that kind of tells you that as crazy as she sounded and her dark sexual fantasies that she had with him, she had somewhat of a conscience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it could have been there a little bit more.
Yeah.
To make her a better person.
She met up with the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's what it was.
She wasn't built for the life, for sure.
Yeah, she wasn't. Mm-hmm. But who can, though? I mean, you would have to be a really effed up person, too, to actually be able to sit there and just be like, all right. Like, Natural Born Killers, Juliette Lewis character, how she just went along with him and all that with the killing spree.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that one?
My guess.
You seen Natural Born Killers?
A long time ago.
But it's based on what? On anything, true events or anything? It's just like, but I'm saying, like, in that kind of capacity where she was just going along with him and all that and just, like, didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be that much of a fucked up person just to be like, I can...
Just to go along with it.
To go along with it and just be like, okay, well, whatever.
But she couldn't handle
it. She couldn't handle it. The most that she ever did, obviously, was just have an affair with married men.
Right.
And have weird-ass sex. I mean... weird-ass sex.
That's gross.
That's like when they talk about the golden shower. There's a fucking toilet.
I do. That's gross.
It's over there.
If that's true.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm hoping it's fake.
I would hope so, because I would like to hate the thought of an average person.
That's the way I was saying.
Yeah, it's like laying there, okay. That's gross. Like, you know?
I hope it's fake or false.
Oh, God. I hope so, too.
There are some sick people, though.
Oh, that's like the sickest I ever heard. Other than having sex with a corpse, but, I mean, that's why I kept asking you. I was like, wait, Were they dead when he did it?
Yeah,
they were. Alive? They were dead.
They were dead too. Well, he would do it in school too. They say that he would was in college.
He held down someone and shit it on their face.
You guys were watching the same show guys.
I think so.
He was in college.
I remember the part where he would record it.
It's a fact.
Yeah, that's what we don't know if it's a fact.
Unless he said it himself, right? So yeah. This is going by somebody said this.
That's just like I said, I hope it's false.
I hope so too.
I hope it's false.
She never said anything about it herself.
Again, we don't know if it's real. I'm not saying it's real.
Oh yeah, because it didn't come out from neither one of their mouths. Yeah. You know, to say like, well, she told me he did this.
I guess it's like hearsay.
He did this to me. If you want to know how weird he is.
Yeah.
Unless she wanted to, but she didn't know how to say it because she didn't want people to look at her like, the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna be looking at guys like this.
Keep it up.
I'm gonna be like,
don't think about it.
Stay away from me. Wow.
All right. Well, that's the end of this episode.
It was a good case. I enjoyed it.
They're sick people.
Literally, they're really sick, man.
Even without the last part, they were still sick.
Mm. Yeah, they were.
The guy was real sick.
Yeah.
He was really doing stuff. So.
Yeah.
Her, we don't know about.
Yeah, we don't really know
about her. But we do about him.
Yeah, we know a lot about him.
Yep.
He's a liar for one. Damn. A
couple of gross people.
Yep. Yeah.
Sick people.
Yep.
And I just kind of freak out because, I don't know. I would like to think that if I dated someone who starts showing weird ass signs like that, that I would not want to stay just because he's making me feel a certain way. And to me, I feel like half of these girls are doing that.
Just to stay
because they make him feel a certain way. And it's kind of like, all right. But, also too, he's over here murdering people.
He'll do whatever.
Doing whatever he wants. And then, damn, that's crazy.
All right.
Hope you all enjoyed this episode of the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and please follow us, the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast, on all our social media platforms. All of the links will be in the description. Until the next episode,
stay vigilant.
Stay safe.
Beware of your surroundings.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.